Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, Aerodrome Standards, Air Navigation Services Standards, Air Traffic Management, Airworthiness, Aviation Security, Finance Management, Flight Operations, Legal Advisor, Malaysia Aviation Academy, MAVA, Management Services, Quality and Standard View, More, Aerodrome Standards, Air Navigation Services Standards, Air Traffic Management, Airworthiness, Aviation Security, Finance Management, Flight Operations, Legal Advisor, Malaysia Aviation Academy, MAVA, Management Services, Quality and Standard, Air Navigation Services Standards, Organization Chart, Organization Chart 0.4. Air Traffic Control Tower in Malaysia State, All Johor, Kedah, Kelantan, Kuala Lumpur, Labuan, Langkawi, Malacca, Negeri Sembilan, Pahang, Penang, Perak, Perlis, Putrajaya, Sabah, Sarawak, Selangor, Terengganu, CAAM, Kedah Sultan Abdul Halim Airport, 06550, Alor Sitar, Kedah, Darul Aman Plus 604 7145 and 413 14 CAAM, Johor Senay International Airport, 81250 Johor Bahru, Johor. Plus 607-5994-789-C, A-A-M Ipoh. Sultan Aslan Shah Airport, 31350 Ipoh, Perak. Plus 605-3188-8601, C, A-A-M Malacca. Malacca International Airport, 75350 Batu Berendam, Malacca. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, plus 606-3174-759-C, A.A.M. Kuala Terengganu. Sultan Mahmud Airport, 21300 Kuala Terengganu. Plus 609-6670-275-C, A.A.M. Kerta. Kerta Airport, 24300 Kerta Terengganu. Plus 609-8262-601, CAAM Pulau Tioman. Pulau Tioman Airport, 63, Jalan Sulaiman, 86800 Mersing, Pahang. Plus 609-4191-727, CAAM Regional Office, Sabah. Jalan Bunga Raya, Kapayan Beg, Berkenshi, 2065-88618, Kota Kinabalu. Plus 608-8-224-911 Air Traffic Control Center, Kota Kinabalu. Jalan Kapayan, 88100 Kota Kinabalu, Sabah. Plus 608-8-224-404 CAAM Sandakan. Cawangan Sandakan, 90008 Sandakan, Sabah. Plus 608-9-667-726 CAAM Lahad Datu. Cawangan Lahad Datu, 91108 Lahad Datu, Sabah. Plus 608-9-882-851, CAAM Tawau. Cawangan Tawau, 91007 Tawau, Sabah. Plus 608-9-950-114, CAAM Regional Office, Sarawak. Kuching International Airport, 93250 Kuching, Sarawak. Plus 608-2-616-532, CAAM Miri. Cawangan Miri, 98000 Miri, Sarawak. Plus 608-5-614-991. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, CAAM Bintulu. Cawangan Bintulu, 97200 Bintulu, Sarawak. Plus 608-6-332-561, CAAM Cebu. Cawangan Cebu, 96007 Cebu, Sarawak. Plus 608-4-307-702, CAAM Limbang. Cawangan Limbang, 98700 Limbang, Sarawak. Plus 608-5-217-679, CAAM Marudi. Cawangan Limbang, 98700 Limbang, Sarawak. Plus 608-5-755-069, CAAM Lawas. Cawangan Lawas, 98850 Lawas, Sarawak. Plus 608-5-285-401, CAAM Muka. Cawangan Muka, 96400 Muka, Sarawak. CAAM Langkawi. Langkawi International Airport, 07100 Padang Matsarat, Pulau Langkawi, Kedah. Plus 604-9552-191, CAAM Kelantan. Sultan Ismail Petra Airport, Pengkalan Chepa, 16,100 Kota Baru, Kelantan. Plus 609-7734-197-C-A-A-M Penang. Penang International Airport, 11,900 Bayan Lepas Pulau Penang. Plus 604-6444-911-C-A-A-M Flight Calibration. Sultan Abdul Aziz Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-7831-3004 plus 603-7831-3005, C-A-A-M, CLIA. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Kuala Lumpur International Airport 64,000 KLIA, Sepang Selangor Darul Ehsan. Plus 603-8778-4000, C-A-A-M, Regional Office Peninsular Malaysia. Sultan Abdul Azizi Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-8778-4011 Subang Air Traffic Control Tower. Sultan Abdul Azizi Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-7734-0316 plus 603-7846-5602 Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. Sultan Abdul Aziz Shah Airport 47200 Subang, Selangor. Plus 603-7847-3573. Click and drag to zoom. Rodizid bin Arifin, Director of Air Navigation Services Standards Division. Plus 603-8871-4215. Plus 603-8871-4333. Rotizid at caam.gov.my. Profile. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. In 1985, the Inspectorate Unit was established, under the Air Traffic Services ATS Division, Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, with the objective to ensure that air traffic controllers ATCOs possess the knowledge, experience, competence, skill, physical and mental fitness in accordance with the provisions of ICAO Annex 1 to the Chicago Convention, personnel licensing. However, only the function of air traffic control ATC examinations was conducted by the unit due to various constraints at that time. Subsequently, the licensing of ATCOs commenced on 1 November 1990. This requirement, Malaysia Civil Aviation Regulations 1996, Regulation 92, is applicable to all ATCOs in DCA, including the Royal Malaysian Air Force, RMAF, in particular for ATCOs who control civil traffic. In view of the unit's increased activities related to additional scope of job functions and responsibilities in ATS, the unit was upgraded to a division in 2002. The newly established ATS Inspectorate Division comprised of suitably qualified ATCOs who were selected based on their specific work experience, knowledge and attributes. Following the ICAO Universal Safety Oversight Audit Program (USOAP) in 2005, other than the safety oversight of ATS, the functions and responsibilities of the ATS Inspectorate Division were expanded to include safety oversight in the other areas of Air Navigation Services (ANS), namely procedures for ANS aircraft operations (PANS/OPS), Aeronautical Information Services (AIS), aeronautical charts (CHART), communication navigation and surveillance (CNS), Aeronautical Meteorology, MET, and Search and Rescue, SAR. The renamed Air Traffic Inspectorate Division was vested with regulatory responsibility to ensure that the ANS providers implement ANS-related provisions in accordance with the national legislations and all ANS-related ICAO annexes, namely Annex 1 Personnel Licensing, ATC Licensing and ATC Auto Portions Only, Annex 2 Rules of the Air, Annex 3 Meteorological Service for International Air Navigation, Annex 4 Aeronautical Charts, Annex 10 Aeronautical Telecommunications, Annex 11 Air Traffic Services, Annex 12 Search and Rescue, Annex 15 ICE, and including Annex 5 Units of Measurement to be used in air and ground operations. In April 2015, the regulatory functions of the Inspectorate were further realigned to focus on the safety oversight of the ANS providers for ATS, PANS/OPS, ICE, CHART, MET and SAR excluding CNS, which is now vested with the Airport Standards Division. Consequently, the applicable ICAO annexes that relate to the inspectorate's safety oversight functions are Annex 1 Personnel Licensing, ATC Licensing Portion Only, Annex 2 Rules of the Air, Annex 3 Meteorological Service for International Air Navigation, Annex 4 Aeronautical Charts, Instrument Chart Portion Only, Annex 11 Air Traffic Services, Annex 12 Search and Rescue, Annex 15 ICE and Annex 19 Safety Management, ATS Portion Only. Note, all references below to ANS shall exclude CNS. On 19 February 2018, DCA has been transformed as the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, CAAM, a federal government statutory body. New posts approval letter No. K7-2019 was approved on 1 March 2019. The Air Traffic Inspectorate Division has been renamed as Air Navigation Services Standards Division, and Applications Function, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. TheAN is the regulatory body that oversees the provision of ANS by the ANS providers to ensure compliance with the national legislations, namely the Civil Aviation Act 1969 and the Civil Aviation Regulations 2016, together with its related ICAO annexes to the Chicago Convention and ICAO docs. Program and activities. TheAN develops and establishes the ANS standards, and performs safety oversight and surveillance activities with the sole aim of regulating the ANS providers. The Air Traffic Inspectorate Directives, ATIDs, Director General Directives and Air Navigation Services Standards Directives, ANSSD, contains the requirements and procedures pertaining to the provision of the ANS, based mainly on the standards and recommendation, SARPs, of ICAO annexes to the Chicago Convention, other ICAO documents and best practices, as may be determined by the ANS, to be applicable in Malaysia. 1. Safety oversight audit, inspection of ANS providers are conducted to effectively regulate the provision of ANS. TheAN schedules formal annual audits and inspections, and also, random inspections, as and when required, for which no prior notification is given to ANS providers. The audits, inspections utilize protocol questions and compliance checklists to evaluate the level of adherence to stipulated national legislations, and ANS-related ICAO annexes to the Chicago Convention and ICAO documents, including best practices. TheAN also conducts oversight of the ATS Provider's Safety Management System (SMS) to ensure its formal and systematic implementation by all ATSUs, including compliance with stipulated requirements. Currently, the ANS providers that are regulated by TheAN include the Air Traffic Management Sector of CAAM, Malaysian Meteorological Department, RMAF and the Malaysian Army. 2. Personnel licensing for ATCOs provisions are promulgated in the Civil Aviation Regulations 2016. TheAN is the authority for issuance, renewal, endorsement and validation of an ATC license in accordance with ICAO Annex 1 to the Chicago Convention. ATC examination activities include all ATC courses at ATC-approved training organizations ATC-ATOs that are approved by the CEO and operational ATC examinations at the ATS units that control civil traffic. However, some functions are delegated to designated ATC examiners who are appointed on a two-year basis by the CEO. English language proficiency (ELP) assessment is required for ATCOs, and they must meet the minimum required proficiency level for radiotelephony communications i.e. level 4 in accordance with ICAO Annex 1 to the Chicago Convention. Implemented on 31 March 2011, an ATC license will not be issued or renewed unless the applicant has achieved a minimum ELP Level 4, Class 3 medical assessment for ATCOs, as part of the prerequisite for an ATC license, shall only be issued by a designated medical examiner, ME. TheAN maintains a comprehensive database on all licensing information for all license holders. 3. Certification and audit of ATC Auto for an organization that is responsible for the training of ATCOs. Such an organization is required to demonstrate its capability to provide ATC training by holding an ATC Auto approval certificate that is issued by the CEO. TheAN conducts a regular oversight program, including random inspections on the approved ATC Auto to ensure continuing compliance with the approval requirements. 4. ATC incident investigations are carried out for ATC safety-related occurrences to evaluate and review the effectiveness of the ATC system and its components, as well as recommending mitigation actions towards safety enhancements. The investigative process includes the Incident Review Panel (IRP), the Board of Inquiry (BOI), and the Safety Review Board (SRB). Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. More from this section: Clients Charter State Safety Program about us, history and milestone organization.